It's a little bit before 2:30, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Angela Rotundo. In the weather, it's currently 19 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. Now here's what's making news today. New charges reveal new insight into the mind of Colonel Russell Williams. Practice, practice, practice helps the Jays end their losing streak, and comedian Russell Peters is giving back more than just laughs. Now to our top story. New charges laid against Colonel Russell Williams give police an insight into his mind. According to the Toronto Star, Williams received 82 break-and-enter charges at his court appearance yesterday. The charges suggest Williams displayed stalking behavior and a compulsion to return to the scene of the crime. Included in those charges, Williams is accused of breaking in and stealing personal belongings of Corporal Marie-France Comeau on November 16, 2009, allegedly 8 days before he killed her. Some of the items stolen were bras and multiple pairs of underwear. In February, Williams was charged with murdering two women and sexually assaulting two more in home invasion-style break-ins. And according to the Toronto Star, even yesterday's court appearance, Williams has yet to enter a plea. Williams is scheduled to make another court appearance via video link on June 24th. And the roof of a building on Toronto's waterfront caught fire yesterday, sending massive smoke clouds into the sky and causing concern in the downtown core. Fire crews were quickly able to put out the blaze on the roof of the 29-story waterfront apartment located at Queens Quay and Reese Street. It took less than a half hour to put it out. While no one was seriously hurt, two residents were taken to hospital for minor smoke inhalation. Today, the investigation continues as to what caused the three-alarm blaze. In sports news, they say that practice makes perfect, but in this case, it brought the Blue Jays a win and an end to their five-game losing streak. According to CBC.com, Blue Jays catcher John Buck took some extra batting practice before yesterday's game against the Oakland Athletics. And it did the job. After belting a three-run homer in the fourth inning, the Jays beat Oakland with a final score of 6-3. Buck's performance puts him in good company. He joins the only other Blue Jays catchers with three homer games, Darren Fletcher in the year 2000 and Ernie Witt in 1987. Next up for the Blue Jays is another game against Oakland tonight. Time off could be just what a well-rested Crosby needs before another playoff run. The game could be full of chants like "Go Habs, go!" as the Montreal Canadiens play the Penguins in Pittsburgh tonight, but critics say Crosby's little rest period could do the team wonders. And with the recent Montreal fan-driven riots, it's sure to be a hockey game fans won't soon want to miss. And in entertainment news, who doesn't love a celebrity that gives back? Audiences around the world are used to getting big laughs from Canadian comedian Russell Peters, but how about an award? According to the Toronto Star, Peters has set up an award worth up to $20,000 for a needy student at his former high school, North Peel Secondary, in Brampton. The first scholarship, known as the Russell Peters North Peel Scholarship, is going to a graduating student in 2010 who's in financial need. The student must also have a strong academic standing and plan to attend college in the fall. Dare to dream. That's the motto at Toronto's Famous People Players, a production company that hires the developmentally challenged to work on stage and behind the scenes. They use black light, bright color, and life-size puppets to tell stories of inspiration. In this company, the players are given the chance to overcome their limitations, thanks to founder Diane Dupuy, who struggled with her own adversity as a child. But she pulled through by never giving up on her dreams. Now, until the end of April, you can see her and her story of inspiration on stage in a Famous People Players production called Hi-Ho Silver. Dupuy says she encourages her players to look beyond their limitations, just like she did. She says that players join the company unable to spell their name, tie their shoes, or speak in public, but they learn to overcome those obstacles by never giving up on themselves, and that's her dream come true. And that's the latest for news, sports, and entertainment. That's the show for now. You can find more news online at torontoobserver.ca. We'll have more news coming up soon, but until then, I'm Angela Rotundo. Thanks for listening, enjoy that sunshine, and have a great day.